Praise the Lord.
I'm so glad you shared that. And God truly is in the details, amen. He cares about every matter and most certainly cares about every one of us. Praise God. Well, All Saints Day today. Well, I want to introduce you, and for some it'll be a reintroduction. A young man has come to pay us a visit. It was a bit of a commute for him. He comes from Fort Good Hope up in the Northwest Territories. It's only a 33-hour drive, just so as you know. And he was here early, so there you go. He hadn't turned his clock back. No, it is so great that Lance, where are you, Lance? I am so hard at find. It's like find Waldo, but for me right now it was find Lance, and I couldn't find. Here he is, Lance Jakes from Fort Good Hope. Let's welcome him this morning. Wow. I don't know if you remember the last time he came, I had a little fun with him just sharing one of his stories about how he wrote me, he and I would converse back and forth, and he sent kind of like a newsletter, I suppose. Yeah. And in it, it just said casually, I was going along and I come across a moose. That's nice. And I would imagine you went, hey, that's a moose. That's nice. Well, he comes across a moose differently. He come across a moose, and then the next line says, and after we loaded it up, you know what I'm saying, right? You know, so it was like, get out of the vehicle, go, and let's prepare moose for the freezer right yeah. now. So unreal. But that's life at Fort Good Hope. And just so as you know, too, you'll probably share about this, but he's driving a 2001 car in conditions where the best cars would fail on a good day. He's driving a Blazer. Now, that is an answer to prayer that thing even runs right from the start. Yeah. It's not a Ford. It's a Chevy Blazer, ladies yeah. and gentlemen. And it's a 2001. I mean, yeah, a lot of your children aren't that old. You know, that's a beauty.
That's a pray daily.
It's pray a car daily. Of, you're a man of faith to be driving that up in the Fort Good Hope. So yeah. without any further ado, well, we want to.
Well,
just
thank you.
Enjoy you this morning.
The Lord bless you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Well, I usually start with a testimony, and there was a testimony here. It was beautiful. I just thought that was cool. Does anyone else have a testimony? Nobody? Oh. How many here know Jesus as their Lord and Savior?
Amen.
Okay, now, does anyone have a testimony? Oh, praise God. Oh my goodness, I'm sorry, I'll pray for you. Uh-oh. Yes, I that keeps me praying. They gave me this this thing. Oh gee, this is not even a part. I wasn't even expecting to share this. They gave me this 2001 Blazer about 2 years ago. My boss needed a new truck. And they decided to give it to him when he retires, so he wanted to bless me with his Blazer. So he gave me the Blazer, and after driving it north, the first time I came back down and I had to change the ball joints, the rear seal, the axle seal, what else did I do? I did the brake lines, I did steering, I did. It was just, and now I'm taking up power steering hoses and stuff like this. It's a prayer daily thing, and I'm just glad I drive it around town, driving it in Fort Good Hope, because like sometimes when you go on the winter road, it's about a four-hour drive to Norman Wells and a two-hour drive to Toledo and then a six-hour drive to Simpson. In the middle of wilderness, like there's nothing in between, and the cars come, you know, once every 6-7 hours. So you're praying daily, you know, and it's kind of neat. God really he has blessed me with this, and now I'm totally lost, and I hope you could hand me some grace. Anybody know the story about Nicodemus? Everybody familiar with that story? I don't want to read the whole thing. I just want to pick up on one thing and one thing only. Jesus declared, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he's born again. And I was thinking about this. You know, so often we get into this religious thing, this religious habit, where we go to church, we do the things, we go to Bible study, we go to prayer meeting, and then we go home, and then we do our own thing. You know? But when Jesus comes into your life, he changes you from the inside out. And I have a bunch of men who gave their life to Christ at an old age. I'm getting up there now, but they gave their lives over 60. I think they were all over 60. George, when he first came to Christ, he would come out to church, and he was raised Catholic. Okay, he went to residential school. He went through all the sacraments and whatever you have, but yet he was still empty. He was still like Nicodemus. You know, he came to Jesus at night, and what must I do to be saved, kind of thing. And Jesus says, you must be born again. And then he had to say, well, how do you do this when you're old? Can you climb back into the mother's womb? And you know the story. He says, you must be born again. And George, he had a hard time. He had a bunch of things happen. His mother died, and a bunch of other things happened. And all of a sudden, he was hit with, What's after death? You know, what's the point of life? You know, he went through everything, and yet, you know, I started preaching about this very passage of Nicodemus coming to Jesus at nighttime. And a lot of times, that's what happens. We come to Jesus at nighttime, you know, in a private area, and we come usually broken. Usually hurt. You know, sometimes we're weeping, sometimes we're crying, and yet, so nobody will see, and we come to Jesus and say, what must I do to be saved? You know, and Jesus says something really ridiculous. He says, you must be born again. You know? And when you become born again, things change. Your life changes. There's transformation that happens on the inside. Now, sometimes it happens instantaneously. You know, when I got saved, I got saved in 1990. I was 25, so if you do the math, you can figure out how old I am. Okay. I was 25 years old. I gave my life to Christ, and there was a transformation. See, I was into drugs. I was into alcoholism. I was into that. So I understand where George was coming from. He was coming from a hurt background, a broken background. You know, he came out of alcoholism, he came out of drug addiction, he came out of the things. And usually what happened was George, he just went along with others. He tagged along with others. You know, and then he accepted Christ as a savior. I still remember him. He was at the back of the church, and he came into service, and I said, you must be born again. And he said something happened in his spirit that connected with that. And he started weeping at church, and every time I told him you must be born again, he was crying. You know, and there's just tears. And this is a 60-year-old man. Like, it wasn't a young, he was old. I go up to the house, and we usually go up to fellowship afterwards, and he's crying. And he says, come, pray with me, do something. I said, George, you know about Jesus, but do you know him? And there's a travel of about 18 inches from your head down to your heart. You know, and it's the hardest road possible you can walk is that 18 inches. Because you can know about Jesus, but do you know him? You know, do you really know him? Because all of a sudden, when you start knowing him, things happen. You know? You know, like he went home and, after we prayed, like we had the whole everybody praying on him, and just tears running down his face, he goes home, and something changed. Something changed. He was raised Catholic, born Catholic, and now he's going to heaven through a Pentecostal person. You know, like it's just the way it goes. You know, and that's just one person. I baptized him just about a year ago. We went into the Rabbit Skin River, and I guess I put him under, lift him up, and they said, the people on the shore said, "We didn't hear you." Can you imagine? Okay, this actually happened. So I turned, I said, "Okay, George, you want to do it again for them? I baptize you in the name of Jesus." "We didn't get the camera out." Okay, so we do it again. I baptized George 3 times. True story. Yeah, he was really dirty that. Yeah. But George was a lot of fun. You know, like he has been a lot of fun. He's been a blessing. He knows an awful lot about scriptures, which now he really knows about scriptures. Before it was like head knowledge, but now it's heart knowledge, and it's different when you have a heart knowledge of it, because you realize like God is close. He's near to you, and he wants to transform you. Another person who I had, I hope you don't mind testimonies. I love, can I share this? If I'm boring you, tell me. Okay. George was one. Now Wilford McNeely. He was quite the alcoholic. Okay, he used his wife as a punching bag. Okay, and his wife got saved. And they separated, and she kept on praying for her husband, even though they got a divorce, and she kept on praying for him. You know, and now they're back together again. You know, now he's saved. But you know what happened? He has a poor heart, and he went out drinking, and he ended up in the hospital with his poor heart. And he kept coming out to church occasionally. And when he would come out to church, he would be crying. I'd never seen grown men cry. Like, they're crying when they just come into church. And that's the grace of God. When God comes in, the grace, it just pours out of people and they start crying. It's wonderful to see grown men actually crying. Because it's the way God's love is. It's unconditional. It's not about what we've done. It's what he has done for us. You know? Anyways, he goes into the hospital. And his wife goes and tracks him down. Alphonsine really loves Wilford. You know? She went to track him down. And she tracked him down in Yellowknife. And he said, "All I wanted to do was be like you." And you got, like she meant your group. And I said, and she said, "Yeah, okay." And she grabbed a couple people from the other church in Yellowknife, and they went in, and they led Wilford in the sinner's prayer. And Wilford changed. He was transformed at that moment. You know, he stopped drinking, he stopped smoking, he started, he changed. He was literally transformed by the power of God, and it's wonderful. I saw him on Friday before I left. I was supposed to leave on Friday. I had a meeting on Sunday, about 3 weeks ago, and we couldn't get out because of fog. And Wilford, I saw Wilford, and I said, "Well, you didn't leave?" And I said, "No." He said, "Oh, goody, I get to go to church." You know, like how many people say that? You know, like it's kind of neat. You know, but that's what Jesus does. He transforms the heart. You know, his son, Wilford Jr., another person who I led to Christ. And I baptized Wilford Sr. and I baptized Wilford Jr. on the same day in the same river with George, but I only baptized them once. Okay? Wilford, he was having a hard time. Wilford Jr., he was having a hard time. And his wife kind of had an affair on him, and it just messy. When you get into the world, it gets messy. It gets, this is what sin does. It takes you a little bit further than you ever wanted to go. It makes you stay a little bit longer than you ever wanted. And it makes you pay a price that you would never have paid. You know, that's what sin does. And we're all are in the same boat, eh? You know? Anyways, Tisha started coming out to church, and she really loved it. And then sure enough, Junior, after a little while, decided to come to church too. And after the affair, after all this stuff, he still loved Tisha. And Tisha loved him. But, there was something missing in their lives. And when Junior gave his life to Christ, it was wonderful, because like all of a sudden, Wilford and Alphonsine, who are their father and mother and mother-in-law, you know, and Junior and Tisha started coming out, and I baptized all of them the same day. It was kind of interesting to watch, you know, like, okay, father, son, and daughter-in-law. Not Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Anyways, it was kind of fun. And when Christ comes into your life, that's what happens. He transforms you. Now, I know I got a bunch of pictures. Last time I came down, I was talking about a house. Do you remember that? And I really needed a house. I talked to a bunch of churches, and everybody said, oh, yeah, that's good. God bless you. Like this. But one church decided to help me. And I guess a couple others joined in. And actually, we ended up putting up a house. That's a hill got blown. There's my house. You know, it's about 1,500 square feet. It's got three bedrooms, a storage room, and... that's the house they brought it down they built it down in Edmonton, and they shipped it up north on a truck, so like a modular house, and it came into two pieces and they put on the porch. Okay, go to the next one. The church, I put on the siding. I'm very proud of. No, I had someone put it on. And now I'm having a bunch of works done. I've done the windows, and I'm working on the inside of the church as we speak, mudding and drywalling, and pastor was taking me around the church here, and he's showing me all the stuff that you guys done. This is what I'm doing. This is a small church, but God works powerfully. Next one. That's Enos and Marcella. Enos takes pictures of me, and I don't know, I never took that picture, but it got in there. Next one. Oh, that's on the Winter Road. That's in between Norwells and Fort Good Hope. Next one. That's the sun. That was in January. That's the first day I saw the sun in a month and a half. So that's the crossing, the Rabbitskin Crossing. That's dinner. It was good. It was tasty. That was me with a bigger beard. A bigger beard? A better beard. A better beard. And I'm the white beard guy, by the way. The other beard guy is the works for the district office. Dave Knutson. I don't know if you know him. Okay. This is the inside of the church. What I'm having done is all the paneling is gone. And usually I have about 25 to 30 people come out on a Sunday, and it gets a little tight in there. So I'm blowing out the back wall and opening the back up a bit and having a washroom put onto one side. So that's what I'm doing right this moment. Yeah, it was started with about 6-7 of us, and now we're up to about 25. So, this is just a Sunday after service. We usually gather and have something to eat or something. I try to cook. This is why I need a pickup truck. That heats on the winter road. So if you can imagine, that's the you know, like he's making a winter road. That is the road. That's, yeah, that's where we went. And then that's the type of machinery that goes on and clears the road for us. So, yeah, he came, drove his truck out of the way, and I just bumped my way through it. Another picture, that's just outside my house. I just took a picture of the sunrise. We had a rainstorm, and it blew away 3/4 of my bank. And this is, it's down. And I'm pulling that skidoo up the hill for Lawrence. And so I have to figure a way of fixing that. Anybody got any suggestions? I'm free to. Now I'm going to put gabions in, and hopefully this year I'll take them down and put them in and fix it up a bit, I'm hoping. But yeah, this is what happened in that rainstorm. It just blew away a lot of the bank, and so he's fixing up the bank where they pump gas into the town. That's the barge. That's right outside my door. I took that picture. I stood and I said, that's a cool picture. I've never seen a barge like that before. So I just took a picture. And I swung around and go into the next question. And I took this picture. So you can understand where I was. I said, oh, I'll take a picture of the house too. So we have clothing. You guys ever heard of Mark's Work Warehouse? You ever heard of Walmart? Okay, which one would you rather buy clothing in? Mark's? Anyways, yeah, same here. Anyways, we've been blessed. There's some people. I'm not supposed to. I hope nobody's working for Mark's here, is there? Anyways, we get these clothing from Mark's Work Warehouse, I believe. I'm not too sure. I'm gonna say it's Mark's Work Warehouse because I know it is, but it's. But anyways, this couple of ministries I know sent up a container, 100 boxes of Mark's Work Warehouse stuff for the community. And so I opened it up to, like, I brought it into the church and I opened up the boxes and just said, go to it, guys. And we had a crowd in there, about 75, 85 people, and they're just tearing up the clothes and looking. And we got rid of, I did 30 boxes, and I got rid of probably about 16 of them. So, like, boxes, big boxes. But they don't get clothing. We don't get clothing in Fort Good Hope. Like, it's just, it doesn't happen. So we... we're blessed to give out clothing, and people are just like, it's a ministry that's wonderful. Next one. Again, boots and shoes. You know, brand new boots, brand new shoes. It's just wonderful. And when you give something out, like, I usually just ask for like $20 if you get a bag. So you can imagine, brand new pair of boots, you know, $120, $150 boots, and $20. I said, yeah, I want you to, you know, like, if you give it to them, they might throw it away. So if they choose to want it, you know, like, they'll pay for it, and, you know, so it's quite interesting. They're really gung ho. Next one, and this is one of the fellowships we have. After the church, I usually cook. I cooked a ham, burnt ham, and chicken, and some salad. And how long do you cook salad for? anyways, this is what I was doing. I was packing rocks to save my bank. So like this is the bank I'm trying to save, and I'm going to put gabions in there and fill it full of rocks. So I've been packing these rocks in there, and I talked to the engineer who came for the other one. He says, yeah, that's what you got to do, pack rocks. And I said, okay. And then he said, if you want gabions, you just get them out of Edmonton. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to come out on the winter road, get some gabions and fill them up and put them in there. A gabion is gabion. I think it's proper pronunciation. I'm not too sure. But those wire mesh boxes, you've seen them on the highway, I think. Yeah. So you flip them open and you just pack them full of rocks, and then and it'll retain the bank. So, but the water level never gets up that high, so I'm pretty safe there. So I'm gonna try it. I've never done this before. I need a lot of prayer. But yeah, that whole bank in that one rainstorm blew away. Like that whole area, just my boat was parked right where that pointer is, okay. And I looked, basically it was there, and I looked outside the window. My boat was in the middle of Mackenzie against a couple of trees, so I had to run down, walk through about hip deep water, hop on my boat. It was quite fun, and I turned around and looked, and my whole hill was gone. It wasn't that cold in the middle of summer. It's like soup. About, I don't know, 60, 70? Yeah. You can handle that. But I fell in the river once. I fell in a pond. We went hunting with a guy in spring hunt. Never do it again. It was cold. I got out and I was, I fell in. And I'm trying to reach for a duck, okay? I'm reaching for a duck with a stick, and I fell in. And I get out, and I'm just shivering. You can't move when it's that cold. It's really fun. But, there's a lot of fun I've had, and it's been wonderful. But I also want to just take a moment and thank you guys for your support recently. I really appreciate it. A lot of things that I can't do. It costs $2,700 to come out by plane. So a lot of times I can't afford to do anything. You know, like it's just the district gives me a little bit of a wage. And I don't think your youth pastor makes as much. Or no, he probably makes more. You know, when a church gives and blesses me, it's just wonderful. I really appreciate it, and I want to thank you for all your support. Lord bless you. Okay. So, I think that's it. I don't think there's another one, so we went around.
Well, it would be our great pleasure to pray with you at this time. Would you come and, anyone and everyone, please, let's gather around Lance's. Our prayer here is going to be a blessing to him in his work there. You've been there now 16 years. Going on 17 years, and prior to him going there, the average was about 2 years. They would land up there in Fort Good Hope and start counting the days when they'd get out. Lance got there, and after 2 years, he was just getting started. So here we are, near 17 years later, still doing such a good work, and what a great growth. You had 7, 8, 9, 10 people coming out back then, and now 30. Your church tripled, and praise the Lord, and the effect of that is going forward, whole families being blessed and saved, and I mean, you're changing. The Lord God is changing them. I mean, changing their future, and restoring them. What a beautiful story and an ongoing story. Holy God, we thank you for what you are doing in this man and through him. And you have clearly called him and equipped him for a very challenging work, one he calls fun. And I thank you, Lord, that you've called him and equipped him and provided for him all these years. And I do not see a weary man here. I see a man with expectation going forward that you've got a lot more yet for him to do. He is preparing the church for even more people. I see seating there for 40. That's not going to be enough. Holy God, I pray that that church would grow and grow, and it would defy expectation. The worldly expectation is the church is dying, but in Fort Good Hope, there is great hope and hope for tomorrow kind of hope. And Lord God, I see you doing it, and I see you using this man. I pray your blessing, and yeah, we pray your blessing, but Lord, show us how we can be a blessing to him in his ministry and to those dear folks up there. Thank you that businesses see the need and meet it. Thank you that our district sees the need and meets it. And that we as a church, we are a little church, but we can do something tangible. And Lord, we're going to have to get thinking that way. We are so blessed and encouraged to hear these testimonies, these stories. It's the sound of amazing grace, and it is wonderful, absolutely glorious. It is exciting to see what you were doing in this man and through him and in that community. And keep doing it, Lord. And God, we pray your blessing go with him. And we just praise you in Jesus' wonderful name. And we all said, amen, amen. Oh, what a blessing, man. What a blessing. Oh, you touched me. Wow.